Agricultural programs are made possible by First Midwest Bank, serving Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Bob Baisdefer in Danville at 217-477-6016. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Thanks for listening to Morning Edition this morning on WYLL AM 580 and FM 90.9, HD2 and HD3. It's time now for the pre-opening commodity market reports, and here's Dave Dickey. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Jay, and good Tuesday morning, everyone. This morning, USDA released its annual planting intentions report for 2009, as well as quarterly grain stocks reports. Let's look at the particulars. Let's begin with the prospective plantings report. Corn, USDA says, will be going into the ground 84.986 million acres. Soybeans, 76.024. And for all wheat, 58.638 million acres. And then in the quarterly grain stock numbers, the numbers look like this. In billions of bushels, corn, 6.958, soybeans, 1.302, and wheat, 1.037. We'll discuss the implications of those numbers in just a few minutes with Pete Manhart of Bates Commodities out of Normal, Illinois.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by AgriGold Hybrids, funding agricultural programming as an additional service to the many AgriGold customers in the AM 580 listening area. AgriGold, the corn specialists. More information is at agrigold.com or at 800-262-7333.
Joining us now with a look at the day's agricultural weather is Mike Sulla. Good morning, Mike.
Well, good morning, Dave. While most eyes are still fixed on the upper Midwest and the blizzard situation moving across the Dakotas and into Minnesota, there are also some eyes on the southeastern and the Delta states where some corn has been planted and may be washed out. We have another round of showers and thunderstorms that's pushing into the southeast, and it will remain too wet for significant field work to occur over the next 10 days. Heavy rain today into tomorrow will likely cause significant flooding from parts of northern Florida into southern Georgia. And again, some newly planted cornfields there may have already been washed out, and more rain on the way with some locally heavy rainfall expected. Elsewhere in the southeast and the Delta, it will be relatively light precipitation, and the relatively light intensity and expected rain and brief periods of dry weather between significant rain events should allow flood conditions to ease elsewhere in the southeastern states and through the Delta, although again, the soil will remain much too wet in many areas to get into the fields. Crop-threatening cold is not expected through the middle of next week, although cooling next week will need to be monitored for the potential of some crop-threatening temperatures, although early indications do suggest that it will be too warm for that to occur. In the Midwest, outside of the timing and minor precipitation changes, forecast really not changing too much over the last couple days. High frequency of storm systems over the next 2 weeks will keep fields too wet for any field work. Flood conditions should gradually improve in the lower Midwest and in the Red River Basin of the north, as most expected precipitation will be on the light side across the area. In South America, rainfall in portions of Argentina from southern Santiago del Estero into eastern Buenos Aires overnight. Moisture totals range from about 2/3 of an inch in southern Santiago, while anywhere between 1/10 and 4/10 of an inch occurred in Buenos Aires. The moisture was good for the late double crop soybean production, which have been struggling with dryness in Buenos Aires. However, greater rain than that which occurred yesterday is needed to make a difference in the production. In Brazil, additional rain fell over the waterlogged areas of southern Minas Gerais and São Paulo northward into eastern Mato Grosso yesterday. Rainfall from 1 inch to 2.5 inches occurred from southwestern Minas Gerais, while amounts up to around 3/4 of an inch or more occurred elsewhere. Locally strong thunderstorm occurred in northeastern Minas Gerais, and they picked up more than 2 inches of rain. Net drying occurred in far western and southern crop areas of Brazil, and it does look like not much will change across that area, as the northern Brazil will continue to be the wettest into the later portions of the week. Mato Grosso to Minas Gerais continuing also to be a little bit too wet. With a look at the growing area weather, I'm Mike Sola.
In the Monday overnight trading session, Kansas City May wheat opened at 5.56 1/4, up 1 3/4, last trade up 3/4. July, 5.69 3/4, up 4 1/4, last trade up 1/2. May wheat at the Chicago Board of Trade opened at 5.13 3/4, up 1 1/4, last trade up 1 1/4. July, 5.26 1/2, up 1 1/4, last trade up 1 1/4. May corn opened at 3.86, down 1/4, last trade up 2. July, 3.98, down 3/4, last trade up 1 1/2. December, 4.17 1/2, down 3/4, last trade up 2. May soybeans open at 9.04 1/2, unchanged, last trade up 8 1/2. July, $9 1/4, down 1 3/4, last trade up 9 3/4. November, 8.39, down 3, last trade up 7 1/4. May soybean meal open at 281.50, unchanged, last trade up 90. May soybean oil open at 31.99, down 5, last trade up 53. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Pete Manhart of Bates Commodities. He is in Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Pete.
Good morning, Dave.
Before we look into the particulars of the reports that came out this morning, let's just get your overall impression of them, and then we'll go and look at specifics.
Kind of unbelievable, especially on total acres to be planted.
Yeah, that caught my eye, too. USDA had planted acres at 316.7 last year. Now they're saying it's going to be 309.3. That's 7.4 million acres less. Where are they going?
I think that's just not correct. Farm ground will get farmed unless it's just terrible, terrible ground, and even that gets farmed.
So then if that is the premise that we start with, what credence do we give to these numbers and how do we use them?
Well, I don't know that I give much of it because of the acreage dispute, but the trade will give it credence for a little while. They're calling beans 20 to 30 higher or more. On that, I would be selling both cash and futures and or buying puts on beans. Corn and wheat being drug up by the move on the corn. The corn number came out what we would expect at about 1 million, but industry was looking for 1.4 million less. The wheat came out about as expected, but the stocks were lower both in corn and beans and wheat than expected. Some of them were a little higher than last year, but they were less than expected. So I don't know if we'll last 10 minutes or 20 minutes or whatever from this report, but I think then we'll get back to weather and what is going to be real. And I don't think we're going to plant 7.2 million less acres of crop.
So we'll start off this morning with a little pop in beans. Is this going to be a bull spread?
I think it'll be across the board this morning on the early, and then later on the nearbys will stay higher versus the new crop going down more.
All right. Let's put aside the total acres for a moment and look at these numbers and take them for the moment at face value. When you do the crunching, what do you come up with ending stocks for corn and beans?
Ending stocks on wouldn't be near as bad on corn. You're talking like 1.1 million instead of 1.2 or 3. I mean, you're talking 1.2 or 3 instead of 1.1. But on beans, instead of being way up there, you're only talking 300,000 instead of 500,000. So the numbers wouldn't be as bad on carryout. And I wrote all those down. Here we go. Wheat, instead of being at 700, would be at 550. Corn, instead of being at 1.1, would be at 1.3. And beans, instead of being at 500, would be at 350,000. If these numbers are correct and we had average yields.
So if those were the numbers, are we close to being fair market value off of those?
I would say on corn and beans, we're above. On wheat, we're about fair market.
What else are you taking away? Does the quarterly grain stocks put emphasis back on old crop soybeans?
The quarterly grain stocks had 18 million actually less than what the industry thought it would be, but it was actually higher than last time, December 1st quarterly grain stocks. So, you know, what do you do with that? It's the quarterly grain stocks December 1st were 2.276. They got them at 1.302, but they were expecting 1.320. So they're higher than last month or last quarter, but they're lower than expectations. So I think that's about a wash.
Did you take a look at the planted areas by state?
I have not seen those yet at all, so I just don't know what to think on those.
Okay. Why don't we go over on CME Livestock and talk about that a little bit then?
We're talking on livestock. We're talking hogs mixed. We're talking cattle and bellies unchanged at lower.
Anything else you'd like to add in 30 seconds?
Just that the report will be traded for a while, and it'll go to other things.
All right, Pete. Thank you very much. That's Pete Manhart. He is with Bates Commodities out of Normal, Illinois. We have a way for you to get the opening and closing numbers as well as analysis each and every day by phone. Give us a call at 217-333-3434. We post by 10:15 in the morning and 3 o'clock in the afternoon. It's a great way for you to stay in touch with the markets when you're away from your computer or radio or perhaps out in the field. 217-333-3434. You're listening to WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM, HD2 and HD3 Urbana.